And now, the life of Mary Southern. At last, a ray of light has broken through the dark clouds which in recent weeks have enveloped the life of Mary Southern and the lives of those she loves. The prison warden, who attempted to cover his own misdeeds by naming Mary's husband, Max Sanders, and young Swede Larson as instigators of the prison fire, has cleared Max's name by admitting that his own negligence caused the fire and the death of several men. John Benson reached Mary with the good news in time to prevent her sacrificing her share and Max's in the Sanders business interest to Gerald Proust. Now, Proust is powerless to arouse public opinion against Mary and Max and against their friend John Benson. For the afternoon papers have proclaimed the fact that Max Sanders was actually the hero of the prison fire. Young Danny Stratford, husband of Max's sister, Phyllis, is almost delirious with joy, while Phyllis, a helpless invalid since the birth of her second child, sits quietly in her wheelchair. Danny dances around the room with his dog, Ding-Dong. He's far too excited to hear the telephone.
That a boy, Ding-Dong. Come on now. Three rousing tunes for a good old man.
Here's the phone's ringing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sweetheart. Well, come on, Ding-Dong. Race you to the phone. Yeah. Hello? Hey, Ding-Dong, pipe down. Hello? Oh, yes, Mrs. Felsenheimer. Yeah, Joe, sure. We always knew that Max would be a public hero someday. Sure, it's great news, all right. Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, well, I'll tell him you called. No, he's still a mighty sick man. There's no visitors allowed. Doctor's orders. But I'll tell him you called, thanks. Well, goodbye.
Was Mrs. Felsenheimer calling about Max, Danny?
Sure, everybody's calling. Oh, I sure am proud of good old Max. Public hero number A1. Name and headlines, why? Drove a truck full of gasoline through the fire, saving the lives of dozens of men. Warden resigns under fire of criticism. Hey, that's a gag. Warden resigns under fire. He should have said warden resigns after fire. Oh, Phyllis, darling, I wish you could get out of that wheelchair and just have one little dance with me. Mm-hmm. Just one.
Oh, Danny, how I wish I could. I'm so happy about Max. I almost feel I could dance.
Listen to Dingbat. He's happy about Max, too. Thank you, Dingbat. Oh, boy. Just wait till I meet old Gerald Proust. I'll say, Gerald, you flat-footed, squint-eyed, long-eared crook. What do you think of my brother-in-law now, huh? So he's a disgrace to our fair cities of Sanders, is he? So he set the prison on fire, did he? Yeah, that's it, Dingbat. You pretend you're Proust, and I'll show you what I'll do to him. I'll take a sock at him like this.
Danny, the phone again. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so exciting. I'll bet Mary's phone's ringing like this, too. That's why she's so excited.
Maybe Mary went to the hospital first to tell Max the news.
Oh, no, she said Doc Benson promised to meet her here and drive her over to the hospital. Oh, I hope she comes.
Hello? Hey, shut up. Oh, no, I didn't mean you. I meant Dingbat. Oh, hello, it's you, Daddy. Sure, I know. The phone's been busy all afternoon. Everybody's been calling.
Is it Daddy?
Yeah. Hey, now cut it out, Dingbat. Yeah. Dingbat's as happy as everybody else. Ain't it the swellest news?
Danny, Danny, that's the doorbell.
Yeah, I hear it. Hey, now pipe down. Oh, Daddy, this place is like a three-ring circus. Bells ringing, dogs barking. I'm going, Phyllis. Say, Daddy, I gotta open the door. I better come on over here if you want to talk. Okay, well, see you tonight, Daddy.
Danny,
Daddy. Goodbye.
Please open the door. I'm sure it's Mary.
Come on, Dingbat. I'll race you to the door. Hi, Mary. We've been waiting for you.
Hello, Daddy. Oh, Dingbat, get down.
Go on, Dingbat. Outside. Outside.
Have you seen the papers, Danny?
Have we seen them? I'll say we have. Hey, Phyllis. Here's the wife of public hero number one, Mrs. Max Sanders.
Oh, Mary, darling, come on in.
Oh, Phyllis, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, perfect, Mary.
Oh, I guess this'll make Gerald Proust change his tune about Max being a disgrace to Sanders.
Yes, I think Proust has changed his tune. He can't hurt Max now. Why, half the town phoned this afternoon to send congratulations to Max.
And the other half phoned us.
Yeah.
Oh, Mary, this news will be better for Max than all the medicine in the world. He'll get well quickly now, won't he?
Oh, I hope so, Phyllis. But I'll have to be awfully careful telling him about this.
Say, what do you mean? Why, good news never hurt anybody.
Well, Danny, you forget that Max doesn't know the warden ever accused him of starting that prison fire.
Oh, gosh, that's right. If Max heard about that, he'd be so sore at the warden, he wouldn't even care whether he's a hero or not.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Perhaps John will think it's wiser for me not to tell John anything about these newspaper stories till he's better. Huh?
Mary, is Max still so sick? Are you and John trying to protect me, lying to me about Max's condition because I'm an invalid, too? Mary, tell me the truth. Isn't Max going to get well?
Phyllis, dear, I've told you all the doctors have told me. You know how doctors are. They never like to be too optimistic.
Then he is still in danger. I knew it. It's not fair not being able to walk, not being able to go to the hospital to see my own brother.
Well, why can't you go, Phyllis, honey? I'll carry you to the car and...
Whose car?
Anybody's car. John's when he gets here. And then I'll carry you into the hospital and write...
John and the other doctors say Max needs absolute quiet. And they only let me stay with him a few minutes every day.
Hey, there's the doc. Well, I'll bet he'll let Phyllis go to see Max. She's his sister, ain't she? Well, I'll go let him in.
Oh, hiya, Doc.
Hello, Danny.
Now, come on in.
Sure.
Yeah. Phyllis was just saying she wanted to go to the hospital to see Max, and I said we could just bundle her up and put her in the car and...
No reason at all why we can't do that someday. Soon. Oh, Mary.
Hello, John.
Hello.
John. John, why can't I go to the hospital to see Max today?
Yeah, I want to go, too. I want to be there when Max hears the good news about being a hero.
I'd rather you didn't go today, Phyllis. Max needs absolute quiet. I'm not going to let Mary stay with him more than 5 minutes.
Are you ready to go now, John?
Well, say, can't you sit down and talk a few minutes?
Oh, yes, please stay.
I'd like to, but I'm late now. But before we go, I've got some good news for Phyllis.
Huh? Good news?
Gee.
Well, it's hopeful news anyway. That last x-ray of your spine, young lady, is very encouraging.
Oh, Phyllis.
Doc, you ain't kidding, are you? Is it true? Is there really a chance that Phyllis will walk again? I mean, soon?
Well, it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. But those new treatments have worked out better than I dared hope.
Oh, darling, did you hear what he said? You're going to be up and walking again before you know it. And we'll be stepping out Saturday nights and dancing like we used to. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, John, thanks for telling me. Just knowing you're the little hope will help so much. Now, if Max only gets better, I'll be the happiest girl in the world.
He will get better, won't he, Doc?
I sincerely hope so. Ready, Mary?
All ready, John. I'll phone you later, Phyllis, to tell you about Max.
Well, I'll go to the door with you.
Give Max my love, Mary.
I will, dear.
And tell him I'll be at the hospital with a brass band the day he's ready to leave.
I'll tell him, Danny. So long. See you both soon.
Okay. Goodbye.
Oh, John, this has been such a wonderful day. I don't know when I've been so happy and so hopeful of the future. Max's name has been cleared and... Now your news that Phyllis will get well.
Yes. Mind hearing, Mary? Here, hop in and slide over.
Mind? Why, no. I'm as anxious to get to the hospital as you are. There. I just can hardly wait to see Max to tell him all the good news. What's the matter, John? Something's wrong. Something's worrying me. What is it?
Yes, Mary. Something is worrying me. I'm a coward, I guess.
A coward?
It's been so long since you've been happy, I can't bear to spoil your day by giving you bad news.
Bad news? John, it's Max.
I'll have to tell you, Mary. So be prepared. Max has not been improving as he should, and today...
Today what, John?
Well, today he's had a decided setback. They just phoned me from the hospital.
A setback? But, John, that can't be true. He was getting better. He was much better yesterday. Tell me he's better, John. You've got to tell me he's going to get well.
I wish I could, Mary.
John, you haven't given up hope.
No, Mary. No, I can tell you that honestly. I I haven't given up hope.
Does Dr. John Benson mean that Max's life is hanging by a slender thread? That he's beyond medical aid, and that there's nothing to be done for him now but hope?